Hanukkah.
Ross, the effects of Hurricane Ian are being felt in Washington. The January 6th committee was scheduled to hold what may have been their last public hearing, but with so much attention on the storm, the hearing has been postponed, and now time is becoming critical. If Republicans take control of Congress, the committee will vanish. Many millions in the Southeast wish that Ian would vanish.
We've got crews all over. I think we have 10 crews out in total right now and possibly adding more.
That is James Tully, a news anchor for ABC 28 in Tampa. I spoke with James after he finished a 12-hour on-air shift.
This thing changed drastically in 24 hours. When it gets close to making landfall, you throw the models out the window and you look out the damn window. This is not Tampa Bay's storm. This thing's going to rumble up through the state, and a lot of us here in the Bay Area are going to experience hurricane-force winds for a pretty long period of time.
With Ian now making landfall further south near Fort Myers, some who evacuated Tampa yesterday may actually end up dealing with stronger winds in Orlando than if they'd stayed at home.
You run from water and you hide from the wind. Where we want to get people out of is away from the storm surge and away from these areas where 10, 12, 14 feet of water will come rushing in. That is catastrophic.
Prior to landfall, Ian had sustained winds of almost 250K. ABC 28's coverage is being live streamed at abcactionnews.com.
Good on you, Kirk. And here's a little teaser. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Kirk, in his segment, will be bringing along a very special guest. So stay tuned.